grace and peace to you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk today about the gospel lesson from Matthew 18. Let us pray as we consider the word of God today. May it penetrate our hearts. Lord, your word is strong. Your word is powerful. It is a lamp. It is a light. Grant us all the Holy Spirit now, Lord, as we continue today to hear your word. Give us faith. Give us understanding. Bless us all. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Raise your hand if it is your goal in life, your desire in life, your purpose in life, your passion in life, to be a child. Who wants to be a child? I want to be a child. Say with me. I want to be a child. A little louder. I want to be a child. Do you really? In the gospel lesson today, Jesus says something quite remarkable, quite incredible in the gospel I read in your presence there. Christ is in our presence, isn't he? And Jesus says there, he has all these adults around him, probably a few kids, but these adults, disciples around him. He says, boldly, unless you turn, repent, turn around, unless you turn and become like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. I think we all want to go to heaven. We all want to be in the kingdom. Jesus says you must turn and become like a child. So who wants to be a child? I want to be a child. And this is so important that he has an object lesson. He calls a little child to him and puts a little child right in their midst and says, you got to be like this little child. Wow. So all these dear little children here today are object lessons for all of us. You know, the kids often want to grow up and be an adult. No, it's the other way around. We adults want to grow down and be a child. Today, we begin National Lutheran Schools Week, thanking God for our school and Lutheran schools, Lutheran education. And we need to ask the question, why do we have a school here? We've had a school 140 years approximately. I'm not sure the exact year, but it's been a long time. Why a school? Why so much time into a school, so much energy into a school, so much money into a school? Why do we do all this here at First Lutheran? Why a school? Let me tell you, in general, in summary, we have a school here. We've had a school here 140 years to teach children to be children. Every other school will teach your child to be an adult. We want to teach children to be children. After all, isn't that what Jesus says? Unless you become like a child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Just what does Jesus mean by this? Obviously, we're going to grow and mature in wisdom and knowledge and physically. Be like a child. This little child in the story is an object lesson. Let me say three things about this child. An example for us. What we want to teach in our school. Parents, what you ought to teach in your home. First of all, notice this child is silent. The child doesn't do any talking in the entire text. Not at the beginning or at the end after he's in the midst of Jesus. He's silent. The child is in the background. He knows his position. He knows his spot in the family. He's silent. Whereas the disciples are doing what? And the disciples are supposed to be the example. What are the disciples doing? They're talking and talking and talking. What are they talking about? Who's the greatest? And they even have the gall to go to Jesus, who obviously is the greatest. And they ask him, who do you think is the greatest? Duh. Jesus says, I'm the greatest. How do you even ask? But they're talking about themselves, talking about their lives, talking about their success, their accomplishments. Me, me, me. Talking, talking, talking. And Jesus is sick of it, I get a feeling. You got to be like a little child over here in the corner who knows his position is silent and humble. And why is the child silent? Let me tell you why the child is silent. Because the child wants to listen to Jesus. The child wants to watch Jesus. Wants to fix his eyes on Jesus. His focus is on Jesus. Not himself, not the disciples, but he's in awe of Jesus, the Son of God, in his midst. Let me learn of Jesus. You want to be in the kingdom of heaven? One great example of this child humility, silence, knowing your position. Quit talking and talking about yourself. We're all bored with it. And so are your friends and family. Stop thinking about yourself. Be humble. Realize your position as a sinner. And long to listen to Jesus' word. Long to be with Jesus and fix your eyes on Jesus. That's this little child. That's what we want these kids to know. We have a new little dog in our family. If you haven't heard, we've had Tucker, our Chiweenie, as he's called, part Chihuahua, part Dachshund, little 12-year-old guy. And we have Fat Kitty, this nice big fat cat in the family. We've had her for a while. And we just adopted Teddy. Teddy's part poodle, part Maltese, friendly little dog we just adopted. He's been in the family about 2 or 3 weeks now. And guess what word we have said to Teddy many, many times on a daily basis. What is the one word we've said to Teddy? The one word is no. No, Teddy. Don't jump like a wild man on the furniture. No, Teddy. Don't eat all the food. Tucker still needs some food. He's an old guy. He needs some food. No, don't keep bothering the cat and smelling the cat all the time. No. And no, above all, don't go to the bathroom in the house. And when we let you out, no, don't go to the bathroom in the neighbor's yard. She doesn't like it either. And don't go on the road, Teddy. No, no, no. We love you, Teddy. You're part of the family. We love you. We're here to take care of you. But you're not the center of attention. You're not in the spotlight all the time. You don't get your way all the time. No. Be quiet. Don't bark mindlessly at 3 o'clock in the morning at whatever you think you're barking at. Just be quiet. And a key word that needs to be taught to children today is the word no. And I challenge a lot of you parents, grandparents, and teachers and staff to teach kids no. You're not the center of attention, kid. Jesus is. You don't have to be in the spotlight. Jesus has the spotlight. He's the Son of God. You're not the greatest. Jesus is the greatest in this family, in our school. It's not all about you. You are loved child. You're forgiven child. You've been baptized. You're part of God's family. You're in. We love you. But it's not all about you. It's about Jesus. So learn your spot over here in the corner and be quiet. And listen to Jesus. Listen. Be humble. Learn to say no. It's an important word that a lot of kids never get taught. No. Secondly, this child is an example because this child submits to Jesus. Jesus calls a little child. Again, the disciples are around standing and others arguing about who's the greatest. The child's over here, probably in the background. And Jesus calls a little child. We're not sure how old the little child is. I would suggest maybe a 3, 4, 5-year-old, although we don't know for sure, a kindergartner, ECE type. He calls a little child. How many times does he have to call a child? He calls a child one time. He doesn't have to call over and over, Johnny, get over here. Johnny, get it. Come on, Johnny. He calls one time. The child listens to the call of Jesus immediately. He's drawn in faith. And then Jesus puts the child in their midst, which literally means he picks up the child and holds the child. He probably has his arms around the child, a big hug, and holds the child on his lap in front of them. That's the picture here. And notice the child does not refuse. The child doesn't say, I'm too busy. The child doesn't say, I have to go to work. The child doesn't say no. He doesn't cry to mom and dad. The child doesn't need coaxing. Jesus, do you have a toy for me? I'll come if you have a toy. You have any candy, Jesus? Where's the candy at? I'll come if you have candy. There's no coaxing. There's no resisting. He's not too busy. Simple faith in Jesus. Jesus calls, I'll go. Because this child has a simple faith. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. He loves everybody. He'll take care of me. Even though I'm amongst all these tall trees, these disciples that are arguing, I'll be safe and secure in the arms of Jesus. He's my Savior. Simple faith. Simple submission to the call and words of Jesus. You know, church tradition has something interesting to say about this story. I read where church tradition, we don't know if this is true or not, but it's interesting to me. Some suggest this little child was Ignatius of Antioch. Ignatius grew up to be a great bishop in the early church. A great leader, a great pastor of the early church. And tradition says this little boy is Ignatius, because the nickname for Ignatius was Theophorus. And Theophorus is a nickname which means God carried, or carried by God. And so the idea is that God, Jesus, did carry this little boy, put him on his lap. So he got the nickname after the story of Theophorus. You've been carried by God. Maybe it's true, maybe not. May we all be Theophorus. Called and carried by God. We're dependent on him. We're not too busy for him. We're not so proud and stubborn. I don't need Jesus. I'll go to Jesus when I need him. But we have the simple faith. I want to be in the arms of Jesus. I'm dependent on Jesus. I trust in Jesus. We adults struggle with that because we're so stubborn and so proud and so busy and so independent. I have a riddle for you that I heard on the radio, and I gave this riddle to 7th and 8th graders in confirmation, and 9 out of 20 of them got it right, 45%. Before I give you the riddle, let me tell you this. This riddle was given to Stanford College students, and about 80% could not figure it out. This riddle was also given to kindergartners, and 80% got it right. Don't overthink the riddle. Be a child. Here's the riddle. It has 4 parts. Maybe you've heard it. What do the very poor have, the very rich need? What is greater than God and worse than the devil? That's the riddle. Don't overthink it. What do the very poor have, the very rich need? What is greater than God and more evil than the devil? And the answer is nothing. You see how a kindergartner would get it? Well, nothing's greater than God. It must be nothing. But college students overthink it. What is it? I can't figure it out. The purpose of the riddle, don't overthink things. We teach here, Jesus is God's Son. He really is. Don't overthink it. Just believe it. Jesus was born in a manger. Humble. How can it be? Don't overthink it. Just believe it. Jesus lived a perfect life. How could he? Don't overthink it. Just believe it. He died on a cross to take away the sins of the world. And so all your sins are paid for. All your sins are atoned for. You are right with God. All your bad sins are paid for. You're forgiven. You're righteous. Don't overthink it. Just believe it. Jesus rose on Easter. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Don't overthink it. He rose. He's God's Son. He has power over death itself. Just believe it. Jesus loves you. He really, really loves you. Whatever's going on in your life, he really, really, really loves you and is with you. And he's going to take you to heaven. He's carrying you in his arms right now. Don't overthink it. Just believe it. And that's a little child. And thirdly, this child is satisfied in the arms of Jesus. Does the child squeal and moan and groan? All right, I've been with you 5 minutes, Jesus. Let me go and play now. I got some toys I got to play with. I got to go get something. The child never says boo. The child is totally content in the loving arms on the lap of Jesus. The child wants to be no other place than the lap of Jesus. Hugged by Jesus, loved by Jesus. Totally satisfied. Doesn't need TV, toys, anything else. I just want to be with Jesus, and I'll be quiet and watch Jesus and listen to Jesus. That's a child. That's how you enter the kingdom. That's faith. Being in the arms of Jesus and staying there. Never being too busy and so stubborn and proud to leave Jesus in the church, but staying in the arms of Jesus. There was an Ohio man who set a world record. He set a world record on how many hugs he gave in a day. You know how many hugs he gave away in a 24-hour period? He set a world record. He hugged 7,777 times. He liked the number 7. It's a good Bible number too, isn't it? But that comes out to about 5 or 6 a minute for 24 hours. He never slept. 5 or 6 times a minute. He's hugging somebody. Wow, what a world record. What a hugger. That's not the world record. Not even close. For we have a Savior named Jesus who has his arms out open on a cross The eternal sacrifice of God. The once and for all sacrifice. His arms open saying, come to me. Let me hold you and hug you and love you and comfort you and forgive you and take you to heaven. And his arms have been out for 2,000 years, you might say. Ever calling us, come on, come to me. I'll forgive you. I love you. For 2,000 years, he's hugged the whole world, 7 billion people, 24/7. That's a lot more than 7,777 times. Christ is the world record hugger. And when we're baptized, as the kids sang about, he puts his arms around us. That's holy baptism. You're mine. You're my child. I will never let go. Don't try to squirm away, because even when you squirm away, I'll grab you again. No one can snatch you out of my hands. Be reassured that that's the main thing we teach here. And I pray that's why you have your children here. You know, parents, when you drop off your child, you may not have time, or you may forget to give your child a hug and say, I love you. Don't sweat it. They get that here at school. When our teachers meet your kid, they may give him a little hug, I realize that, but more so they teach him of Jesus every day. Jesus loves you. You made a bad grade, he still loves you. You did bad at the ball game last night, he still loves you. You're sick with the flu, he loves you as you lay there in bed and you're sick. Tragedy strikes, grandma dies, the dog dies, something bad happens, he still loves you, he is with you. You were mean at school and got in trouble. He forgives you of that sin. He loves you. And as we teach that and teach that, the love of Jesus, there is the hug of God for your child every day. And that's why we're here. I want to be a child. Say it with me. I want to be a child. Silent, humble, listening, submitting to Jesus, being carried on his lap, simple faith, and being satisfied and content in the arms of Jesus. That's the lesson of this little child. I want to be a child. One more time. I want to be a child. Amen.